I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Venezuela's Congress granted President Hugo Chavez sweeping new powers. Transworld Radio's Jim Munger says many mission agencies are taking a wait-and-see approach. As for ministry growth, Munger says
there are many doors that are open, and in fact, under Chavez, some doors are farther open than they were before. We have a national office there, and they are nationally autonomous, so they're able to work with a certain amount of liberty that foreigners might at some point lose.
Next, missionaries in India are taking the gospel to school. Ramo Paul of Reaching Hands Society, a partner of India Partners, is focused on the entire person.
The whole idea is about taking the whole gospel to the whole person.
Skits teach health, villagers learn the alphabet, and everyone ends the day by memorizing verses and singing. Paul says Christians praying helps get them through.
Every time we have had trouble, we suddenly realized that the trouble just vanished, and we realized someone somewhere around the world had been specifically praying for that issue.
And Kenya is an oasis of relative stability on a continent fraught with unrest. It's the perfect jumping-off point for building the future of the church with the current generation. World Gospel Mission's Michael Johnson works in this arena toward far-reaching impact.
We focus on how we can provide sustainable solutions that are building self-reliance within the communities. And we do have educational institutions. We are now moving into vocational training as well as primary and secondary school.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features songs like Enough and How Great Is Our God. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.